Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, yes, yes. You tune in to the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, each and every Monday night, I want to thank you, and you, yes, for allowing me to come into your homes, your automobiles, your wherever you may be. You've tuned into the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, and tonight, somebody said tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about the subject of what's going on. Yes, yes, yes. What's going on? With all these different things happening, with all these different circumstances, situations, I want to know what's going on. Yes, yes, yes. What's going on, everybody? Can anybody answer that question? Can anybody answer that question? Because we know the world has evolved. Technology has evolved. Circumstances and situations were supposed to have evolved, but we still have issues. Yes, we still have issues. Children still being disobedient to their parents. Parents still neglecting their children. Men leaving their families and just having their own thing going on, and just things are just out of the norm. I need to know what's going on. Yes, yes, what's going on? Tell me. I want to know. Yes, and it looks like we have a great thunderstorm passing through right here in the city of Dallas, Texas. Yes, yes, yes. Now, we have a great guest on tonight. Yes, somebody say tonight. We have a great guest on tonight. We have with us Uncle George. Yes, yes, yes. We have with us Uncle George. Hey there, doctor. I want to let you know that I appreciate you having me on the show. And, of course, you know, I, too, would like to know what's going on, because the world is in a terrible shape. Yes, it's in a terrible shape. Things are going downhill quick, fast, and in a hurry. Danger is fastly approaching. I don't understand what's wrong with these children. They're going around here and ain't got no respect for the elders. Pants hanging down, dragging the ground, cursing and violating people's privacy and space, and I don't understand, because I know they've been taught at home. So what is the problem? I want to know, is it when they get away from their parents, do they think they can do their own thing? Or do they think they're their own person? Now, I can understand being their own person, but I cannot understand them disrespecting the elders at an early age. That's right. They're not even grown. They're only 7, 10, saying, yeah, huh, what? Now, in my day, those thoughts, neither those words, entered into my mind, let alone came out of my mouth, because I knew the consequences. Well, you know what? I think that's the problem, because in these days, there are no consequences for actions, because when you take the kids to the parents, sometimes the parents are just like the children. That's right. They said an apple don't fall far from the tree. Yes, an apple don't fall far from the tree. So it's really not the kids' fault. It's the parents' fault. Yes, the parents Are the parents being parents, or are they being surrogate parents? Meaning, they just have them, place them here on earth, and they have to get everything for themselves. Now, of course, the parents are giving them food and shelter and clothing and heat and air and transportation. But after that, there's no training. There's no home training. Not in every case, but in most cases, there is no home training. There is no structure. And without a structure, without a foundation, they are surely set to fail. Because any building that's not set properly on a proper foundation will crumble. You've seen them. The houses would crack along the floor and in the ceiling and across the wall. They have foundation problems. That's right. Foundation problems. Now, I don't know exactly what the foundation problems are. It could be the fact that the father is not there. Could be the fact that the mother is not there. It could be a combination of both. The father nor the mother is not there, and the grandparents are raising them. Either it be the grandfather or the grandmother, or the grandmother and grandfather is raising the kid. Now, it's not always the case either. Sometimes it's just the grandmother that's raising a 16-year-old boy or a 14, 15-year-old girl. And sometimes they turn out all right. It all depends on the relationship that is developed, because that's one of the foundational principles, developing a relationship. Yes. And when you develop a relationship, there are certain foundational principles that have to be laid. The first one is respect. Respect me, I respect you. Communication. I'm going to communicate that you're going to respect me. Then you're going to make the necessary adjustments to make sure what I communicated to you is respect. So you have respect, communication, and making the necessary adjustments. And after that, everything else you can build on. Because once I have that respect, communication, the understanding by making the necessary adjustments, understanding that those two things come first, then I can build on everything else. Because, see, I can respect, I can trust someone that I respect, but I'm not going to respect anyone that I don't trust. That's right. I can respect, trust someone that I can respect, but I can't respect someone that I cannot trust. So developing relationships, primary, the number one foundational principle. Because I believe it was, yes, John Maxwell who said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's right. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And my great-grandmother, she would say, kill them with kindness, baby. Kill them with kindness. And I never understood what that meant until I began to have children of my own. That means you show them love. That's right. Show them love. Sometimes it has to be tough love. But even in that tough love situation, you're developing that relationship, setting the standards for respect. The communication lines are open, and they have to make those necessary adjustments. Because that's the only way the kids are going to make it in life. The parents have to teach them the foundational principle. But, of course, the parents first have to know them themselves. You know, so I think sometimes our problem is the fact that maybe the parents are just too busy. Maybe they didn't understand what parenting was all about. Maybe the young lady and the young man went to prom and ended up with a baby by graduation. Maybe circumstances just didn't turn out quite right, and the baby was the end result. Either way, you can't kick yourself. You shouldn't beat yourself up. You shouldn't be down and hard on yourself. The thing is, you never make a mistake and regret it. If a mistake is made, you ought to learn from it. Because, see, if you regret it, comes an opportunity for bitter strife, hatred, envy, jealousy, all those kinfolk. Yeah, all them kinfolk. Yeah. But if you learn from it, that means the chances of you repeating it is zero to none. Zero to none. Because how many kids wanted to repeat the third grade 4 or 5 times? Zero. How many adults want to keep going through the same thing over and over and over and over? Zero. I believe the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over but expecting a different result. Yes, that's insanity. Because it's not going to happen. That's right. It's not going to happen. In order for things to change, we must change them from within. That's right. We must change them from within. We must talk to our children. Let them know that they are important. Let them know that they can be somebody. Let them know that they are somebody. Let them know that they're special. Let them know that I may not have much, but that what I have I give unto thee. Because love is the principal thing. Turner said, what's love got to do with it? What's love got to do? All right, I'm back. But love has a lot to do with it. And parents, if you don't love yourself, how can you love your child? If you're bitter about the situation that you got yourself in and had a child, and now the child is here, and you're bitter about that whole situation, don't you think that that bitterness is going to come from you to that thing about hatred? And every time you look at that child, you see that man or that woman, then you have not gotten over that situation. That's right. But the child should not be the object of your anger, of your frustration, of misunderstanding, none of that. Because remember, they didn't ask to come. You brought them here. So I want to know what's going on. Now, are you going to teach them? Are you going to instruct them? Are you going to lead them? Are you going to guide them? Because there's too many children going astray. And I thought they had the slogan, "No Child Left Behind." But see, that don't go for the homes. It seems like to me it only goes for the school. School is the place where children come when they go from home. So if it applies to the school, then it should definitely apply at home. No child should feel unwanted or unloved at any time. I mean, I understand, you know, there's discipline and there's disciplinary action, there's punishment, and there's moments when you have to put your foot down to let them know that you are the parent and they are the child. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact of them feeling disappointed that they belong to you. Angry about the fact that they don't feel the love that should be flowing from you. What's going on? Is it the parents? Or is it the children? Oh, maybe it's the environment. Because what we see is what we become. So therefore, if what I see on a daily basis is what I am to become, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I'm quite the opposite. So don't be pulled in, children. Don't be pulled into peer pressure. Because that's all it is. Pressure to do something from your peers that you don't want to do or should not do. Stand up and say no. And if they ask why, here's a good statement. Because I am somebody. That's right. Because I am somebody. And anybody that does those things is really a nobody. And you know why I said they're a nobody? Person you see today, you may not see tomorrow. And nobody will really care. That's right. True. Real talk. Person that you see today going down the wrong path, you may not see them tomorrow, and that's because they thought that nobody really cared. That's right. So when you tell them that I am somebody, I'm going to be somebody, you just made a lasting impression. They might not ever tell you. They might not ever say it. But you just made a powerful statement that may possibly change their life. So what's going on? That's what I want to know. So, Joy Doctor, that's going to go deep. but I believe this is rated PG. So I'm going to stay right here on the surface. I'm going to stay right here on the surface. And if you like, we can visit this again. Well. Thank you, Uncle George, for coming in. I sure appreciate you. Man, those were some powerful thoughts. Make me want to ask, what's going on? Is it the parents, or is it the children, or is it a combination of both? Well, you've tuned in to the Joy Doctor Show, and I hope you really enjoyed what Uncle George had to say for this evening. And if you like, hit me up on Twitter at thejoy, J-O-Y, Dr. D-R. Or you can email me at thejoy, J-O-Y, Dr. D-R, @gmail.com. That's right, thejoy, J-O-Y, Dr. D-R, @gmail.com, and let me know your thoughts, and let me see if you agree with Uncle George or there's a rebuttal to how he feels what's going on. Well, until next week, or until I hear from you, because if I hear from you, I will definitely respond to you. This has been a great and fantastic show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I really enjoyed having Uncle George on the show, and who knows? Maybe next week I can have Uncle Bubba. Until then, remember, listen, laugh, and learn.